The Kosovo national side are going through their training routines here at the National Stadium in Pristina. And there's a bit of a buzz around the side. It has to be said, people internationally have looked at their UEFA Nations League campaign, where they won 4 and drew 2 of their matches. And this is quite a paradigm shift, because until now, people in Kosovo, the ethnic Albanians who form the majority at any rate, have preferred to follow the Albanian national side. But now, plenty of them have switched their allegiances to the boys in blue and yellow.
We are learning to identify ourselves or to be Kosovo, because the majority of Kosovar people, we are Albanians by ethnicity.
Ramush Haradinaj is the Prime Minister of Kosovo.
This is new for us, but it's coming. And sometimes it's nice to see our flag and our anthem being presented in non-recognizers even, nations. With our football team, with our national team, it's a big enthusiasm of us. And it's nice to have a chance to stand for yourself. We actually didn't have this. Never. This is our first experience ever to stand for ourselves.
Lately, there have been plenty of reasons to cheer, at least from a sporting point of view. There's been a rapid improvement in form and mood since a World Cup qualifying campaign which reaped a solitary point. The renovation and reopening of the National Stadium means that home matches really are at home, rather than in neighbouring Albania, and the team remains unbeaten there. They were also undefeated in their Nations League campaign, and 2 more wins will bring a place at Euro 2020. So what's the secret? Star midfielder Milot Rashica plays for Werder Bremen in Germany's Bundesliga. He says it just took time to gel with diaspora players, like his midfield partner, Bersant Salina.
We actually have always a good time together. We are more or less all the same age, so we understand each other. Now we play, we train much more, and we know how each other plays. And before it was really difficult, because I never played with Bersant, or I never seen him before, and I don't know how he plays or what he's gonna do. But now we know each other, and all the new guys who came here, after one day they will feel like they were here a really long time.
A change in coach has also been influential. The white-haired figure taking training in English is a veteran Swiss coach, Bernard Chaland. He scouts players from the Kosovar diaspora and tries to persuade them to play for his team. Success in the Nations League has made that easier. But he says that in the long term, Kosovo needs to invest in its own youth program.
We must do, perhaps in this country, we do academy for the most talented player. And we must develop the football here. We must have more, for example, pitches. We have no pitches. We must do more for the formation of the coaches, the youth coaches. After, okay, we can have a good national team with 1 or 2 or 3 very talented players, and they can go, perhaps, in abroad, and to do the formation, and so we can have a good national team.
On Pristina's Mother Teresa Boulevard, there are still plenty of Albanian flags on the souvenir stalls, but these days, the blue and yellow of Kosovo is more in evidence. Academic and journalist Fitim Salihu says the success of the football team is helping people to accept that they live in Kosovo, rather than yearn for union with Albania.
I remember at the beginning, even at the 2008 enthusiasm, people were not so familiar with the Kosovo flag, with its colors and with the things that it had as elements on it.
If the results are disappointing, do you go back to where you were before, where people start following Albania instead, or have people bought in for the long term, do you think?
Now in Kosovo is born and is living a generation who has been born after independence. They have never known another flag, let's say. So they don't have this, let's say, nationalist burden.
The Czech Republic and England still await Kosovo, but the Nations League is where the real chance lies. 2 more wins in that competition and Kosovo will qualify for Euro 2020. And that could raise affection for the blue and yellow flag to new levels. Guy Delaunay, DW, Pristina.